Okay, that's amazing. That's beautiful. Another beautiful thing is how this community of artists tells this story uniquely every year, and that's what we're about to do. So I think we're going to start with a video, and then we're just going to go straight through, and then you'll go to lunch, and it'll be great. But receive what the Lord has for you.
Forget that we've got people we love dying of cancer under blinking, twinkly lights by these radios that just keep spinning all these Christmas tunes, all out of tune to the howl of our pain over this year when Boko Haram stole our girls and ISIS wielded its bloody knife at our world and we were Rama. We'd be for our children killed out in the streets.
The fight for human rights, the fear of disease,
lives are being snuffed and stolen. Typhoons, airstrikes, open fire, our neighborhoods are turning into war zones. Our world, like the very ground beneath us, is trembling with fear.
And racism and death and hate.
And us women, us who are terminal, us in the Walmart aisles, us who are the lowest, who have lost our flock, lost our way, lost our home.
Weeping for our children and the doubters and ragers and the distancers.
The black ones and the white ones and the ones turning ashen gray with a deadening cynicism that the CNN news cycle can't ever reverse.
How in the world can a weary world rejoice in our Facebook statuses, turn into the worst kind of soapbox and pulpits? There is war abroad and the fight for justice at home. Hashtag bring back our girls. Ebola, ice bucket challenge.
Why I stayed, Renisha McBride, occupy Hong Kong.
Hashtag black lives matter.
Yes, all women. Hashtag break the internet. Take down that post, MH370.
Hashtag pray for South Korea, MH17. Hashtag I can't breathe.
Until our souls need a ceasefire.
So listen, let the ear hear the Advent laments of those who can't breathe for their sadness.
The act of hearing destroys all fearing.
The discipline of listening is the quickening and the signaling of the repositioning of the great commissioning of the kingdom to love the marginalized, because this is where the word writes the greatest words. And let the shield of the eardrum be beaten to the cupping edge of a plow, because if you're defending your point of view, you're always missing the point that could point you towards growth.
The very first Christmas was a political event,
and every Christmas since,
we were not given a son who tried to have the government be upon his shoulder.
We were given a prince of peace, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
This savior, whose arrival had no celebrity,
no red carpet,
no reality show, no paparazzi,
just Mary and Joseph and manger animals and stars to lead wise men to this baby.
Don't ever forget it. Dragon slayers can arrive looking like small beginnings.
So yeah, set up your nativities with our God in his infancy, our shepherds and our angels and our wise men chasing stardust. But don't forget that our nativity scene seen a horde of Herod soldiers and Rachel weeping for a lost and wounded and hurting and dying.
But don't forget,
this isn't a story about sleigh bells jingling. Christmas is the beginning of the story where death itself gets killed. Merry Christmas in its original language means all oppression is dead.
Merry Christmas. Take that hopelessness. Take that misery. Take that despair. Because Merry Christmas is an insurrection and a resurrection.
Because at Christmas, this Jesus is not just a baby. He is the radical revolutionary who came to do the saving, who spoke uncomfortable truth to the narrow-minded religious,
who turned over tables for justice,
who used his voice to speak for children, orphans, widows, who became freedom for the oppressed.
Yes, he wanted us to know peace so badly that he sacrificed himself
so we could realize us. We are not us versus them.
We are us with him. He is Emmanuel, who is God with us, saving us from us so we can be rebirthed, revived, remade, reborn. God is with us. God is for us. God forgives us, redeems us, accepts us. God enfolds us. God emboldens us. God is with us, and God stays with us.
Us who want to walk in love and serve like him, fight against injustice and poverty with him.
Let's do what we hear the angels singing. Glory in the highest runs down to meet the lowest.
Let every heart prepare him room.
He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found.
His law is love and his gospel is peace.
In excelsis Deo, let us sing.
For love, for peace.
For goodwill for all humanity.
Let's extend our hands, lift our voices until our lives shout out loud, Merry Christmas.
Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play. Mild and sweet, their songs repeat. Of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing like a choir singing, and in my heart I hear them, peace on earth, goodwill to men. But in despair I bow my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. Hate is strong and it mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. But those bells keep ringing like a choir singing. Does anybody hear them? Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Still rang the bells more loud indeed. Our God's not dead, nor does he sleep. Peace on earth, oh. The wrong will fail, the right prevail with peace. Voice, a chime, a chance of life. At peace on earth and goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing. Peace on earth like a choir they're singing. Peace on earth, in my heart I hear them. On earth and goodwill to men. Oh, do you hear the bells? They're ringing. Peace on earth like a choir they're singing. Peace on earth, open up your heart and hear them. Peace on earth, goodwill. Peace.
Piece we're all going to read together while they're getting set up for the next one. If you'll go to that slide, we're just going to say this together. I'm going to say the purple one. You're going to say the white one. Does that sound good? Let's get involved. Today we come together to prepare for the birthday of our Savior. Today we make ready our welcome for the Messiah, Jesus. Let that sink in. Let us clear our minds and open our hearts to the coming of the Christ. Let our songs and symbols represent our personal rededication to God's glory and the incarnation of God's love in the world. For God loved us so much that God sent us the Prince of Peace. Now, more than ever, we need to follow Christ's peaceful ways so that the world may live with justice and in peace.
Was born, oh, my divine, oh, my divine. did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Didn't you know that your baby boy has walked where angels try? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
child is born to save us now, Jesus. Hallelujah, light has come, a Savior set us free. So praise to God.
Lift up your voice. Noche de paz, noche de amor, todo duerme en derredor, entre los astros que esparcen su luz, bella anuncia. Estrella de paz, noche de paz, noche de amor, oye, humilde y fiel pastor, coros celestes anuncian salud, gracias y glorias en gran plenitud por nuestro buen Redentor, por nuestro buen Redentor. Run, young veil.
hold me. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. A newborn king to see. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. To lay before the king. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Rum-pa-pum-pum. Rum-pa-pum-pum. When we come, little baby, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I am a poor boy too, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I have no gifts to bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Me and my child.
We're all going to sing together to close it out. But I don't know about you. I did what I told you to do, which was sit and listen. What is God saying? What's the Spirit saying? What do I walk out of here with? And man, one of the things, maybe you're a visitor. Maybe you're back just for a moment. We've got a lot of those in the room today. I think when you walk in TGPA, you get a slice of the kingdom. And what I mean by that is there are so many backgrounds, there are so many cultures, there's so many pieces of the pie that come together in this room. You saw it. You saw all these styles today, and you saw all these ways to worship, and that is beautiful. Will you thank these artists and singers and dancers for bringing that? Thank them. Is there anything you want to say before we're done? Man, will you stand with me? We're gonna end with a song together. I hope you've enjoyed today. I hope that, if nothing else, you've enjoyed seeing each other. Man, there are just some beautiful faces in the room that we don't normally get to see. Thank you for being here. Keep praying for Pastor Keith and his voice. I was really looking forward to some Israel stories. We're going to have to wait. We're going to have to wait, and maybe that's a timing thing. We pray for him. Let's pray for him. Lord, my goodness, I don't know what you're doing with this man, but you just have gift after gift, it seems like, in store for him, and just surprises and things that he doesn't even see coming. And then he just unwraps them, and they're amazing. These trips he's been taking, Lord, I thank you for the ways that you have led him with your eye, the ways that you've open conversations for him, Lord, and we ask you, keep doing it. Keep opening conversations. Keep opening. opening places for him to go, wherever that is, whatever that looks like, Lord, and keep just sustain him, give him strength and health and just everything he needs. You are giving him everything he needs in the right time, Lord. And help us know how to support him. Help us know how to pray for him. Because we're so excited as a body, as a church, with the ways that you're using our pastor. It's really exciting for all of us. We thank you. We love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grab the person's hand next to you. If you're not a hand holder, that's fine. I like to hold hands and sing. I think we have the words, or else I don't know them. All right. Also, I want to say thank you to Michelangelo, who did a lot of pulling together resources and compiling the things that we used today. Thank you wherever you are, Michelangelo. This has been a beautiful service. And you enjoyed it? Yeah. All right, let's see. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou rod of Jesse free, thine own from Satan's tyranny, from depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight.
Last one, let's sing it big.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Be blessed. If you can come next Sunday, come Christmas Eve. It's going to be beautiful. Merry Christmas to all of you and your families. We're praying for you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, says Pastor Keith.